For this Tuesday, January 30th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Postseason play begins tonight for many girls' basketball teams across the state of Indiana. The Mount Vernon girls' basketball team will start sectional play this evening against Bossy at 6 o'clock. This is part of the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Gibson Southern. The Wildcats beat Bossy during the regular season on the road 33-26. Chris Cook and Alan Buck will have the radio broadcast on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey girls basketball team will play their first sectional game tonight against Crawford County at 7 o'clock. They are in the Class 2A Sectional 48 at South Spencer High School. The Vikings lost at Crawford County during the regular season 50-47. You can hear tonight's game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com with Chris Moreland on the radio call. Posey County 911 Dispatch posted on Facebook yesterday that back on January 16th, Posey County 911 Dispatch Director Jamie Bradford accepted a check in the amount of $10,000 from AstraZeneca. This money will help in the purchase of radio tower equipment. Posey County Council on Aging has announced that they will offer free tax filing services this year. It will start next Tuesday, February 6th, and be each Tuesday through April 9th, starting at 10 a.m. The location is 611 West 8th Street in Mount Vernon. The volunteers preparing the returns are trained and certified by the IRS. Businesses and farms are not eligible for this service. Appointments are required. You can call the office at 812-838-4656 for more information. Switching to some news out of Evansville, the winners have been chosen for the University of Evansville's Changemaker Competition. Ellie Duff and Jacob Barnwell were behind the Solar Lens Project, which is all about making neighborhoods safer. The project won this past weekend's Changemaker Competition. The plan is to add solar-powered lights to Evansville neighborhoods that have drone cameras attached to them. Both New Tech Institute juniors say this competition will not be something they will forget. The team will receive money to fund the project, as well as full rides to the University of Evansville. Some more news from Evansville, as Mayor Stephanie Terry has announced the city's new police chief and fire chief. Mayor Terry held a news conference on Monday morning where she announced the new appointments. During Monday's conference, Mayor Terry announced Phil Smith as the new chief of the Evansville Police Department. Smith currently served as the assistant chief of the department and has been recognized at the national level as one of the top police officers in the country. Effective immediately, Chief Smith replaces Chief Billy Bullen, who had served as the chief of the department under the Winicky administration since 2012. Bullen plans to retire from the department at the end of March. Mayor Terry also announced her pick for chief of the Evansville Fire Department as Anthony Knight. Knight has served the Evansville Fire Department for 20 years, most recently as a chief of health and safety. He has also been a licensed paramedic for the past 21 years. Chief Knight replaces Paul Anslinger, who had recently filled the role in the wake of Mike Conley's resignation and retirement. Some more sports news for you. We've already touched on the girls' high school basketball sectionals tonight. In college basketball, the Indiana Hoosiers men's basketball team is back in action as they play host to the Iowa Hawkeyes, tip off at 6 o'clock. The Hoosiers are 12-8 overall and 4-5 in the Big Ten. IU is trying to end a three-game losing streak. 14th-ranked Illinois hits the road to battle Ohio State at 6 o'clock. The Fighting Illini are 15-5 on the year and 6-3 in the Big Ten. The Louisville Cardinals travel to Clemson this evening for an 8 o'clock tip-off. The Cardinals continue to struggle. They are 6-15 in the season and 1-8 in the ACC. They have lost five straight games. From the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers play at the Boston Celtics. The ball goes up at 6:30. The Pacers have won three straight games, and they are currently 27-20 on the year, which is good enough for sixth place in the Eastern Conference. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, January 30th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them along by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.